People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning. MSCI has started a free float review of Adani Group securities and it believes certain investors should no longer be designated as free float. The changes in the free float will be announced in its February review. Today, barring Adani Wilmer and NDTV, the remaining group stocks, namely Adani Enterprises, Adani Ports, Adani Total Gas, Adani Green, Adani Transmission, Adani Power, ACC and Ambuja Cements are part of the MSCI Global Standard Index. France's Total Energies has put on hold a planned investment in Adani Group's $50 billion hydrogen project pending results of an audit launched following allegations by a U.S. short seller. The Chief Executive Officer of Total Energies, Patrick Poyen, said the partnership where the French oil giant was to take a 25% stake in the hydrogen venture of the Adani Group was announced in June last year. Total Energies has not yet signed a contract. The Reserve Bank of India has slowed the pace of interest rate hikes to a quarter percentage point as inflation moderated, while keeping the option of rate hikes open amid stubborn core inflation. With the latest hike, RBI's Monetary Policy Committee raised the repo rate to 6.5%, the highest since 2018, as it attempts to cool inflation closer to its target. The committee kept the policy stance of withdrawal of accommodation unchanged. The decision was not unanimous, with 4 out of the 6 members of the MPC voting in favour of the rate hike. Bharti Airtel said it has entered a strategic partnership with Vultr, the world's largest privately held cloud computing company, to deliver cloud solutions to enterprises in India. Airtel will offer Vultr's extensive suite of cloud solutions to its enterprise customers, especially those in the digital space, and help them gain unrivaled global reach and cost performance advantage. Billionaire Reliance Industries and UK super major BP are nearing start of production from their giant MJ deepwater project in the KG-D6 block. This will significantly boost gas output from the prized East Coast asset. The MJ field is expected to come on stream this quarter. Hero MotoCorp, India's largest two-wheeler maker, has set sights on an accelerated product plan for its electric vehicle business under the VIDA brand. The company aims to develop a new range of EVs in the next 18 to 20 months to expand its portfolio and cater to different segments of the electric two-wheeler market. T.V. Narendran, the Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director of Tata Steel, said the UK government has offered a counter-package to the steel giant against its proposal seeking a financial package to execute its decarbonisation plans for its plant in Port Talbot. The Tata Steel CEO and MD believes there is a big gap between what the company had asked for and what the British government has offered. However, he's yet to share any details of the government's offer. L&T has received an order worth 2,500 crore rupees from the Ministry of Defence for supply of 41 sets of modular bridges for the Corps of the Engineers of the Indian Army. A modular bridge is fabricated in modules that can be installed quickly in the field. The Aditya Birla Group has announced a foray into the premium casual dining space under Aditya Birla New Age, promoted and spearheaded by Aryaman Vikram Birla, son of Aditya Birla Group Chairman Kumar Mangalam Birla. The foray is in collaboration with Chief Restaurant and Entrepreneur Rahul Akerkar, who has joined ABNA's wholly owned subsidiary as a Creative Director and Director Cuisine. RBL Bank has received RBI's approval for reappointment of Rajiv Ahuja as Executive Director of the bank for a period of 3 years, with effect from February 21st. The board of Kirloskar Industries will meet on February 11 to consider raising further capital by rights issue, preferential allotment or through any other permissible mode under applicable laws. Moving on to markets, Indian indices, equity markets held nominal losses in early trade today following hawkish commentary from Fed officials in the US. BSE Sensex fell 120 points to 60,545 and quickly turned flat, while NSE Nifty 50 slipped 26 points to 17,846. In business term of the day, we look at free float, also known as public float. It refers to the shares of a company that can be publicly traded and are not restricted. In other words, the term is used to describe the number of shares that is available to the public for trading in the secondary market. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.